G.K. Chesterton, The Honour of Israel Gow. Narrated by Alan Montero. A stormy evening of olive and silver was closing in as Father Brown, wrapped in a grey Scotch plaid, came to the end of a grey Scotch valley and beheld the strange castle of Glengyle. It stopped one end of the glen or hollow like a blind alley, and it looked like the end of the world, rising in steep roofs and spires of sea-green slate in the manner of the old French Scotch chateau. It reminded an Englishman of the sinister steeple hats of witches in fairy tales, and the pine woods that rocked round the green turrets looked by comparison as black as numberless flocks of ravens. This note of a dreamy, almost a sleepy devilry was no mere fancy from the landscape. For there did rest on the place one of those clouds of pride and madness and mysterious sorrow which lie more heavily on the noble houses of Scotland than on any other of the children of men. For Scotland has a double dose of the poison called heredity, the sense of blood in the aristocrat, and the sense of doom in the Calvinist. The priest had snatched a day from his business at Glasgow to meet his friend Flambeau, the amateur detective, who was at Glengyle Castle with another more formal officer, investigating the life and death of the late Earl of Glengyle.